Call me a doctor because the results are red. Coming in with 20% of the vote, we have, drumroll.
Oh no.
Sylvester Stallone, Trinket's time.
That is why you fail.
Teresa, what happened? That means for the first time in a long time, with 80% of the vote, Red wins because Scarlett Johansson Falling Down is the shittiest song of the week. On with the show.
Shitty Song of the Week, your home for smooth jams. Fire rhymes. 34 degrees. 10 minutes after the hour. I talked it up.
You're making me hard right now.
Because it's so bad.
It's obnoxious.
So very annoying.
Unlistenable.
That's bad. That's really bad.
That was so bad.
For the love of God, why the fuck are you listening to Shitty Song of the Week?
Hello, all you silly shitheads, and welcome to another episode of Shitty Song of the Week. I'm your host, Red. Joining me this evening, back by popular demand, it's Teresa.
Hi, everybody. How's it going, Red?
Hanging in there. But before we get started here, T, let's make sure to go over to shittysong.show, where you'll find links to the social media, the Patreon, the voters poll, and everything else Shitty Song of the Week related. You can join the Discord server to submit song suggestions, chat about the show, and just hang out.
Hell yeah.
Discord link will be in the show notes.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing this evening, Teresa?
I am doing excellent. I'm ready to record and go over some... Should I announce what we're doing?
Yeah, that's called a segue, Teresa. That's what we're doing here.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to doing not just covers, but we're doing covers of rap songs. So we're getting very specific.
Yeah, very specific. So there's a bunch of them out there, obviously.
Oh, yes.
I've been hanging on to this one for approximately 12 days now, Teresa.
Ooh, keeping it in the back pocket.
Right. Yeah, I've had it for a while. No, this one fell in my lap. I even made it public. I put it in the Discord. I think I even tweeted about it. Rap covers. There's a lot of good ones out there, and there's a lot of bad ones.
Yeah.
And that's really the reason why we do what we do, not specifically covers, because I'm a Shitty Song of the Week elitist, Teresa, and I believe that this whole episode is moot.
Because covers don't win Shitty Song of the Year.
Bingo. But it's still fun to bring them.
It is.
They still make it into the running for Shitty Song of the Year, but they don't make it very far. Some of them do. Some of them don't.
A few of them have made it very, very far.
Yeah, I don't see mine making it that far, but I don't know what you've got, but I don't see mine making it that far.
Mine might.
I mean, it's bad. I've got faith in it that it's going to win the week, but I don't think it's going to go far in the qualifier. Much less the whole fucking Shitty Song of the Year. So
well, we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah. Rap covers. How did we even narrow this down? I think you pulled this, right?
I did, just because it's like, I figured we've done so many just like your generic covers, but it's just like, I wonder if we could do something like genre specific. And then I started going through YouTube and I just typed in covers of rap songs. And boy, howdy, is there a rogues gallery of awful covers out there. So for me, it was kind of hard to narrow one down, but I did. And I'm very proud of what I found.
Yeah, it didn't take me long. I told you, mine fell in my lap just like sent from God himself, just and the sun rays was a whole thing. But I guess we can go ahead and get started. Go ahead and get the show on the road. Well, you know how I said, Teresa, at the beginning of the year the very, very beginning, that I was going to try and bring some fresh new meat to the show.
Yeah, no repeaters, just nothing.
Not have any repeat offenders, if I can help it, you know.
Yeah, I distinctly remember that.
Yeah. Well, this motherfucker, he calls himself Hardy, is making it really, 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 really fucking difficult, Teresa.
He's your golden cow.
He needs to stop making music, period, so I won't have anything to bring from him anymore. Because I'm sick of fucking bringing it, but it always falls in my lap every single fucking time.
He's your cash cow.
He just keeps making terrible music, and I have to keep bringing it because that's my duty.
Well, you like don't have to.
I mean,
you're just opting to.
Okay, so Toby Keith kicked the bucket finally. Yes,
and it seems like Colt Ford's going to be croaking any day now.
So he's going to, yeah, I'm not really worried about Colt Ford. He's too country to die that young. But Toby Keith needs a replacement.
That's true.
For a shitty song of the week locale, so why not let it be Hardy?
Yeah, who better to replace Toblerone Keith?
Teresa, this asshat decided that he was going to make a country cover. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
A country cover of Snoop Dogg's Gin and Juice.
Are you shitting me?
And I'm not happy about it, Teresa.
Okay, I will say that I've heard, the banjo cover or like the folk version of Gin and Juice?
Maybe.
That made it huge, like maybe about 10, 15 years ago. But like that was okay. But if what I'm imagining Hardy did with it, I'm not going to be in a good mood after this.
You're talking about the cover from the Gourds, the bluegrass band.
I think so. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So apparently Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre have come out with a canned cocktail version of Gin and Juice. Right? They're putting gin and juice in a can and selling it to the white people, you know, as a gin and juice thing.
Of course.
Like a seltzer beer or whatever the fuck. Yeah. I don't know. And on April 19th of this year, Teresa, less than 12 or right at 12 days ago, Hardy thought it would be a good idea to honor this release with a cover of the song and an official video to be released later this month.
Oh, yay.
But get this, though, Teresa. This is what gets me. Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre contacted this motherfucker and asked him to put his own spin on Gin and Juice to launch the new drink and a short film tied to Gin and Juice. So Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre are also working on a short film based around Gin and Juice.
Oh, they're acting like they invented it.
Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre put a thing on Instagram, a picture on Instagram not too long ago in some like 40s gangster attire. Hardy was involved. They had like boiler hats and Tommy guns and all this shit.
Yeah, I saw something about that.
Right. Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre called Hardy and said, "Hey, white boy, can you make us a version of Gin and Juice to go with this kind of thing?" Yeah.
Oh my God.
Now, enough about that. Let's talk about the song for a second.
Okay.
We'll get into it in just a second. But it's pandering, Teresa, in a way that I've never heard a song pander before.
Do they change lyrics?
It takes iconic lyrics, Teresa. Iconic lines from a super popular rap song.
Uh-huh.
Spinning them to appeal to the common redneck. If anybody listening right now knows this song as good as I do, word for word, because you know it, you're going to be pissed off. And if you don't get pissed off, you're listening to the wrong damn podcast.
Oh,
Teresa,
boy.
It's baffling to me how much of a following and how many people like this fucking dude. Everything he touches is gold. He's got like the musical Midas touch. I don't understand it. Apparently, he's good at what he does.
Yeah. No, he's not. Far from it.
But if he's that good at what he does, I wouldn't keep bringing up this dumb shit every time he puts it out. This is like the third fucking time this year already.
I know. Like third or fourth, I think.
everything this man does that I've brought to the show so far. He's put out two albums in this year, one big, I can't remember, but I've brought three songs.
Mm-hmm.
And they legitimately all suck.
Yeah.
But yet, everything this man touches is gold. Everything is a hit or whatever. I don't buy it. This song's got a weird, like, banjo, acoustic-y guitar. It's got a weird, like, effect on the guitar or something. And you remember, how familiar are you with Gin and Juice, Teresa?
Oh, very familiar. Very, okay. Very familiar.
So you know that high-pitched synth thing that it does in the beginning? The...
Yeah.
Okay, so it's got that and banjo or some weird effect on an acoustic guitar. He changes the lyrics. He switches them around and makes them rednecky.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that stays the same is the chorus. Is the chorus, Teresa.
And Dre and Snoop allowed this to happen.
They ask him to do it.
Wow.
Yeah. So, let's just get right into it.
Yeah, I gotta hear what this bullshit's about.
All right, well, buckle up.
Strapped in.
It almost got me. You like it, right?
No, I don't.
See, it almost got me. It almost got me. It almost sucked me in, but then this happened, Teresa.
So much drama out in Tennessee. It's kind of hard being H-A-R-D-Y. But I somehow, some way, keep coming up with country ass shit like every single day. May I kick a little something for the G's and make a few ends as I breeze through at 2 a.m. Party still jumping because my mama ain't home. The bitches in the living room whipping the bone. And they ain't leaving till 6 a.m. So what y'all want to do? Shit, I got a pocket full of bullets and my homeboys do too. A spotlight and some ryegrass rolls. But what? We gon' slug some doughs, yeah. Then we gon' smoke an ounce to this. G's up, hose down while you rednecks bounce to this.
Teresa, there's so much drama out in Tennessee. It's kind of hard being H-A-R-D-Y. But I somehow, some way, keep coming up with country ass shit like every single day. May I kick a little something for the G's and make a few M's as I breeze through 2 a.m, party still jumping because my mama ain't home. Bitches in the living room, Teresa, ripping a bong. Not getting it on, but ripping a bong.
And a pocket full of bullets instead of a pocket full of rubbers.
I'm getting there. They ain't leaving until 6 a.m. So what you want to do? I got a pocket full of bullets. And my homeboys do too. So that sounds gangster, right? Pocket full of bullets.
No, it sounds retarded.
A spotlight and some ryegrass rose. But for what? We going to slug some does, Teresa. They're going to go deer hunting. But we're going to smoke an ounce to this, G's up, hose down, while you rednecks bounce to this. It's blasphemous is what it is, Teresa. That's what it is. It's blasphemous.
Like, I don't know the lyrics. Like, if you were to ask me, okay, spit the lyrics out, I don't know. But, like, when I'm listening to it, I don't have that kind of lyrical memory. But, like, when I'm listening to the song, I know the lyrics. And the entire time while this is playing, it's like, no, those aren't the lyrics. No, those aren't. What are you doing? These aren't the lyrics.
See, there's a lot of country covers of rap songs and they do what they do. But this is a whole new level of pandering. This is gangster rap turned into redneck country music. And I'm not a fan of it at all.
No.
It actually pisses me off. The only thing that doesn't change in this thing is the chorus. Chorus is getting ready to be the same thing you've heard for years and years and years and years, just with a little acoustic guitar in it. That's it.
See, if I'm flabbergasted, like I don't, did Dre and Snoop not even hear this song or have like any writing credit? Like,
no, they signed off on it
because like this,
they approved it.
This blows me away. Like, I get that. Okay. If you're using this as your promotional song for your new Gin and Juice line, whatever, cool, groovy, but you would have done so much better if you just would have left the original Gin and Juice. Everybody knows that song. Nobody's going to know this bullshit. You're just trying to capture, you know, a bunch of white party country kids that they wouldn't have even needed to do anyways. Like, it sells itself. It's Gin and Juice by Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre. It sells itself. Why do you need this bullshit? Why? Why?
You could have given this to the Gourds, that bluegrass band I've mentioned earlier. They sing it word for word, but just in the style of bluegrass.
Exactly.
It's fucking fantastic.
Okay? Exactly. You don't need to change. Like, I understand changing the lyrics. Like, if there's a word coming up that people of our ilk cannot say, that I get. Otherwise, leave the song the fuck alone.
This is why I preach so hard about being a musical purist right here, Teresa. This is a prime fucking example of what I preach about all the time. Being a musical purist. This shit right here. But we're going to get the chorus and maybe some of the second verse. Okay. So this might be a little long of a clip. Sing along if you know it.
Rolling down the street, smoking indo, sipping on gin and juice, laid back. Some gin. Everybody got their cups, but they ain't chipped in. Yeah, this type of shit happens all the time. You gotta get yours, but I gotta get mine. Everything is fine when you're listening to the Hicks OG. I got that Appalachian music that be captivating he who listens to the words that I wrote. So I'm taking me a swig on a dirt back road.
The chorus is whatever, okay? It's word for word, yada, yada, yada. It's these stupid fucking lyrics that piss me off that he's using. They're cringy as shit.
Well, and what I'm picking up too is the cadence. Like, can you at least try to follow the cadence of the original song? Yes,
that
like,
was my next thought.
Because, like, where is it?
It's just enough in there to make you know, to let you know that it's Gin and Juice, right?
No, he follows it's the not even in there.
It comes and goes is what I'm saying. It comes and goes, but there's just enough in it to keep you with the flow of Gin and Juice. But I'm overlooking all of that shit. I'm talking about these stupid fucking lyrics. Everything is fine when you're listening to the Hicks OG. What the fuck does that mean? You're like the number one, the first Hick? You're the first redneck, Hardy? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. He's definitely grandstanding for sure. And then I think
Mr. Kid Rock would beg to differ, even though he's not country either.
Well,
he's been country longer than this motherfucker.
What was the Appalachian line that he had?
I got the Appalachian music that be captivating he. This is the farthest fucking thing from Appalachian music.
Yeah.
Appalachian music, Teresa. It's so dumb. It's almost like hokey or contrived or something. Like it's fucking annoying.
This feels like it should be a parody.
Yes. Yes. And I know it makes sense when you say it, but the line dirt back road just doesn't sound right when you say it out loud.
No.
It's a dirt back road. It's a paved back road. It's a dirt back road, right? I get it. I know what he's talking about, but those words in that specific order don't sound right. And that's probably being nitpicky, but I'm just saying.
Well, that's
the lyrics are pissing me off.
Where, because like I said, my brain doesn't work like that with lyrics, but it's like, I know there's that line that he's trying to mimic to where it's like dirt back road. And I can't remember what the original line is supposed to be.
I don't know. But here's the rest of that verse and probably the chorus again, I think.
Oh, yay.
And get to whipping up a biscuit and some gravy. Chilling while I'm listening to some Willie and some Waylon. 80 degrees, hound dog saying please. Raise up all these in your teeth, cause you gets none of these, no. And pour another G&J and thank her for the good life. I ain't talking fishing when I take her to the hook like. Rolling down the street, smoking Indo, sipping on gin and juice. Laid back with my mind on my money and my money on my mind. Rolling down the street, smoking Indo, sipping on gin and juice. Laid back with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Second half of that verse sounded like forced or squeezed in or something, like he tried to stumble over him to get it all in before the beat changed again.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't sound natural. It didn't roll off the tongue like Snoop does it.
No.
Now, would you believe me if I told you that the song's pretty much over, Teresa, at 2 minutes and 35 seconds?
That doesn't surprise me in the least bit, because we've talked about this before, to where songs are just looping themselves now.
Yeah. I'm talking about the meat and potatoes of the song. The song's pretty much over. And Snoop's version does this same thing, so I'm not taking that away from, you know, what Hardy's doing or anything like that. But it was just way more entertaining when Snoop did it rather than when this motherfucker's doing it. So now the song's over, like I say, pretty much. So you're going to get a little instrumental, maybe like some kind of acoustic lead guitar. Maybe I think it's electric. I can't remember. But then Hardy's going to roll us down the street for the remaining minute and a half of this fucking song. And that's all it is, just rolling down the street smoking Indo for the next minute and a half. And in the original, Snoop rolls it out the same way, you know, but he's already hooked you with the beat. He's already hooked you with that suave-ass voice he's got. So he's already got you, so you don't even pay attention to it. Right? I'm counting the seconds down with this motherfucker to be over.
I know. We still have a little under
a minute and a half.
Yeah, we have a minute and a half left of this, to where, like, right now, fade it out. Just fade it out.
Yeah, it's a bit for a mini movie or whatever the hell, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can make it 3 minutes. Why drag it on with another minute? Do another couple rolling down the streets and call it a day.
Well, yeah. And
but now we've got a minute and a half left. We can break this up, Teresa, or we can power through the whole minute and a half, which I don't see us doing that, but
let's just go until we can. Cause like I'm spent. I honestly don't know what else to say, because like this is shocking.
Shocking?
Well, it's shocking on just like how egregious this is. Cause like I said, it feels like this should be a parody song. Like, other than the chorus and maybe like the, you know, fake little that woo that they have in the background that, you know, like every early 90s rap song had. I know there's a term for it. I just don't remember what it's called. But other than that, there is no resemblance to Gin and Juice at all.
Teresa, do you know who Cletus T. Judd is?
Yes. He's a comedian singer, right?
Comedian country parody.
Yeah,
guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. This sounds like something he would do.
Exactly.
We got a minute and a half, so.
Yeah, let's just go.
here's your 20 lashes, Teresa. Real quick, I didn't hate the guitar part. I'm a fan of acoustic guitar music.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a fan of when, you know, people do lead work with acoustic guitars. So I don't hate that part. I'm probably going to say that's probably the only silver lining in this song would be that. But other than that, this song's a complete fucking turd. But I like acoustic music, and I didn't mind that at all.
I don't mind it, but at the same time, that 20 seconds was completely unnecessary. You didn't need to put that in. You could have had like maybe 5 seconds of that transition into rolling down the street, let that run out for maybe about another 15 seconds, and fade that fucking shit out.
He had to remind you that this is still a country song. So he had to throw that Appalachian spin on it.
Yeah.
This is that Appalachian music that be captivating he, Teresa. every hillbilly in the Appalachians are listening to this right now.
Bringing it back.
Teresa. Yeah. And in 12 days, it's only garnered about 300,000 hits on YouTube, if that tells you anything.
Oof.
Yeah. He's not, it's not that, you know, to be Hardy and the fucking Midas touch that he has, this one kind of shit to bed.
Yeah, this might be his death nail. Yeah.
So, but here's some more. We got a whole other minute, so we'll see how long we can last here.
Rolling down the street, smoking Indo, sipping on ginger juice, laid back, with my mind on my money and my money on my mind. Rolling down the street, smoking Indo, sipping on ginger juice, laid back, with my mind on my money and my money on my mind. Rolling down the street, smoking Indo, sipping on ginger juice. With my mind on my money and my money on my mind. Rolling down the street, smoking Indo,
sipping
on gin and juice.
I'm exhausted, yeah. Red.
Yeah.
Like, I'm raising the white flag on this one. Like,
come on. Is it that bad, Teresa? Come on. Don't patronize me. You've won like 3 weeks in a fucking row now or some shit.
I know. Well, I think my reign might end after this one because I can't, in everything in me, I refuse, even though you've said multiple times that Snoop and Dr. Dre signed off on this, I can't accept that fact. Like, there is no way.
I've got photo proof that says otherwise.
I know, and I saw the picture, and it looked stupid. Yeah. Good job, dude.
Well, we still got 20 more seconds, Teresa, so I'm going to wallop you one more time.
Okay.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Is it me, or did that sound, that ending 20 seconds right there, did anybody else think it sounded slightly Asian?
A little bit, yeah.
It had that effect to it.
That kind of tinny synthesizer sound to it.
But there you go, Teresa. That's Hardy for the third time this year already with his cover of Gin and Juice. Stop making shitty music, Hardy, and I'll stop bringing it.
Exactly. You're making him do this. Stop. Yeah,
you're forcing my hand, goddamn.
I know. Good gracious. Well read. Funny thing is, the song I brought, that this is also a very egregious cover.
Oh, yeah?
Now, maybe after going through it, because I will admit, you know, I threw up the white flag. My confidence has been shook.
But I've rocked the foundations, damn it.
Yes, there are cracks in the foundation.
Finally.
But my song also features somebody that wrote the original version of your song.
What?
Yes, I brought, see, this is an interesting artist because I really could not find much information out about them, but her name is Rizzy Myers.
Rizzy.
Rizzy, R-I-Z-Z-I.
Where do you find this shit?
On YouTube. And
it's gotta be a popular cover of something though, right?
Oh, it's a very popular song.
Okay.
And so, this song was released 6 years ago, and Rizzy, she is one of those, it's a new fad that's occurring to where a person's shtick is doing remakes and covers of popular songs. You have Leo from Frog Leap, like he was kind of like the pioneer, and then you have what's his face? He's the one that like, oh, if Korn did
Yeah, there's a million of those.
Yeah. So she falls into that territory. Like, pretty much the only standout information about her is that I guess she was a contestant on The Voice in season 11. Otherwise, that, yeah, she went nowhere on that. And now she does this. This is her thing.
I really don't. You can't give any credibility to anybody coming from American Idol, The Voice, X Factor, America's Got Talent, none of that shit. You can't give any credibility to that.
No.
I can't anyway.
No, it's reality TV shit. That's all it is.
There's only been a handful of those people that I've enjoyed.
Yeah.
And that deserve to do something. But that there's people come out of that shit all the time and they don't. They're not really anything special.
Well, exactly. And then they turn to YouTube and they do shit like this.
Yeah. But I didn't get a record deal from American Idol, but maybe somebody on YouTube will pick me up. I mean, it works for some people.
It does.
And Justin Bieber, Luke Combs, there's a bunch of people that came from YouTube.
Exactly. So, I mean, it does pan out. Well, she did a cover of California Love by Tupac and Dr. Dre.
Oh my God.
And
what kind of cover is this?
Well, this is okay, you know how California Love goes. California Love. Do 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 do
do do do do do.
Yeah. Did you ever imagine that a chunky white girl from Kansas City would decide to take one of the biggest hood anthems or regional anthems and turn it into a sultry song?
What's a big thick girl got to do with it, Teresa?
It's the fact that a big thick girl should not be singing this song.
What's her weight got to do with it, though?
I'm just throwing shade because I don't like this song. And I'm a chonky white girl, so I can say it.
Okay.
Chonky's my word.
I'll be the judge of that, Teresa.
I was perplexed. I was baffled. And like I said, maybe re-listening to this will give me confidence again. I don't know. But you guys are the deciders of this. So,
well, let's get with it.
All right. So this is Rizzy Myers' cover of California Love.
California Love.
What?
Yeah. Let me welcome everybody to the wild, wild west. A state that's untouchable like Alien Ness. The track, hit your eardrum like a slug through your chest. Pack a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state with the bomb ass hand.
First thoughts?
May I be excused for a few minutes?
There's no jerking it on the show.
No, you can't see my hands, damn it.
Keep them at eye level.
There we go. No, I mean, it's not good. It's breathy, and that's fucking aggravating. I mean, it's kind of sexy, but this isn't a sexy song, Teresa.
No, and that's my point. Why are you sexifying a song that's deliberately was made to be a party song? This is an anthem song. This is them representing California, showing love to their areas, you know, and it's just like, and this song is unnecessary. There's no reason for this cover to exist.
No, there's a billion covers of that song. This probably falls in like the top five, I think, of worst ones I've heard. I mean, it's just, it doesn't need to be sultry and sexy like you're talking about. That's not needed. A cover? Yeah, sure. There's a billion of them. Whatever. Sing your song.
Yeah.
But it ain't got to be all breathy and sexy and... Yeah, I can imagine getting my dick sucked to this. This is ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Like that, I don't. I mean, you almost want to because of the voice, and I think that's what's, you know, what she's playing on is trying to draw you in with that sexy voice. But
exactly.
I'm not buying it, Rizzy.
No,
I'm not buying it at all.
And yeah, like this is a slog because, I mean, the music, it doesn't really change much. There's no, like, it stays the same. Like, so from this point on, this is what the song sounds like.
See, I mean, this song is a hype song, though. You don't exactly. need to slow it down. You don't need to slow it down that much.
No, it's not a fuck jam. I mean, no. You can fuck to the original California, but that's like...
Like, yeah, that's cheek clapping.
Exactly.
Music.
You're yeah. smacking cheeks. You're not passionately making love.
Right. You took the words right out of my mouth. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not making sweet love while listening to California.
No. No way. All right, let's mosey on.
Deep estate where you never find the dance floor empty and pimps be on the mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money making machine, serving veins. I've been in the game for 10 years, making rap tunes. Ever since Sunny's was wearing Sassoon. It's 95 and they clock me and watch me diamond shining. Looking like a ride, Liberace. It's all good from Diego to the Bay. Your city is the bomb if your city making pay.
It's a hell of a freeze frame, Teresa. Way to go.
I'm doing it for you, Red.
I know you are. You know, it's boring. It's not very exciting, obviously. It's got that... What's that? There's somebody else that sings like that that gets on my damn nerves.
I don't
know who it is. It's...
It's oh, all damn, about that bass. That bitch.
Meghan Trainor?
Yes, Meghan Trainor. It's that, like... goat belting type, like,
yeah, it's real nasally. It's got that, like, got that goat thing that you're talking about. I know exactly what you mean. And it's nasally. It's not sexy at all.
It's like,
I mean, look, it kind of is, but I'm not falling for it. I'm not falling for it. I don't know.
Well, in this type of vocal style, it's so, like, very few female artists can do this well. And it's like that female doo-woppy type sound. Like, I know it's like a 50s sound. Like, you heard it a lot in female singers in the 50s.
Right, like that postmodern jukebox shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, like, it sounds so forced when you have people like her and Meghan Trainor and, like, even Gwen Stefani, she used to do that shit, too.
Yeah.
It doesn't work, and you're, basically, you're trying too hard to be breathy and sexy and, like, nostalgic. I will not understand for the life of me why this type of vocal style sells, because it's obnoxious.
I'm not going to say, I mean, it's obnoxious. Yeah. But like the appeal is there. You know what I mean? Like I mean, from a consumer point of view, maybe, you know what I mean? Like, but this song has been done. Like all the songs, all the covers that are floating around on YouTube, they've been done. Like all the popular music, there's covers of a billion covers of one song.
Mm-hmm.
Covers have been done. These songs have been done because they're popular and people try to do acoustic versions of them and rock versions of them and whatever. This is, what genre would you even put this in?
I would almost say this is R&B or blues. Possibly. Like, I honestly don't know. Like, that's the only thing.
I might say R&B maybe, but it's got, I don't know. Like, what would you put Billie Eilish in? What kind of genre would you put her in?
She's more pop.
Or Meghan Trainor.
Meghan Trainor's pop.
Or, okay, Billie Eilish. It's like that.
Yeah.
Like, where do you put that? Where do you put that? Is that pop?
Yeah.
Is that R&B?
I would say they're more pop. But... I mean, it basically boils down.
Meghan Trainor shit sounds just like this, though, but that's pop.
Yeah. But she's going.
That ain't got nothing to do with anything. I just know. I mean, the music is fine. It's whatever.
Yeah.
It's just the vocals of it. Like, it's unnecessary and.
Yeah. And
it's sexy when it shouldn't be.
Exactly. And that's what it boils down to, that you turn an amazing party song into a make love jam, because it's not a fuck jam. It's a make love jam. That's what you're going for. And it doesn't work. It doesn't work at all. Like,
just because I know the song and the slow parts, there's no way I could bump Uglies to this.
Well, let's see if maybe she spices it up.
Oh God.
Throw up the finger if you feel the same way. Rizzy putting it down for California, yeah. California knows how to party. California knows how to party. In the city of LA, yeah. In the city of good no whites. California knows how to party. California knows how to party. In the city of Compton, yeah. Oh, you know we keep it rocking. Like, shake, shake it, baby. Shake it, shake it. Shake, shake it, mama. Shake it, Cali. Shake, shake it, baby. Shake, shake it. Shake, shake it, mama. Out down bed.
I think I figured out why she wrote this song. Or did the song this way.
Why?
I bet she figured this would be like lap dance music at a strip club.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only purpose for this song.
Yeah. Good call. I don't know. Like, I'm just overstimulated for no fucking reason. And I'm not talking on a sexual level. I'm just talking about just the arrangement is like, I don't know. Like, it's just weird.
Well, and that too, like, okay, if you're going to do this kind of version, that you can pep it up a little bit, you know, and same thing with the argument with your song, that where's the cadence? There's like, the cadence is gone. Like, if you're trying to like lip sync along to this, good luck, because like her placement of everything, it's not there. You can't follow it. And it's confusing.
It's just the lyrics to California Love at this point.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of bored with it. Like, it's eh.
It is very boring. And we still have about 2 minutes left.
I mean, the dude in me is, you know, like, it's kind of sultry and kind of sexy. But in the back of my mind, I'm going, no, this is not a sexy song. Like, there's no point in it being a sexy song.
Well, and even like, remember,
that's what gets on my nerves about it. I think, like, the dude in me is like, oh yeah, I like that, you know, but then what, like, why?
But like, even remember the music video for the original California Love, like, I mean, it was like Mad Max theme and there was like so much shit going on and it was exciting and it was fun and like, you know, party in the desert and all this shit. And now you're just staring at this yellow tooth chonky chick trying to be sexy to California Love. I'm sorry. If you're going to do close-ups like this, you better have pearly white teeth. Her teeth are too yellow.
And they're spaced too far apart.
Exactly.
She could probably eat corn on a cob through a chain link fence, Teresa.
Well, should we try and go as long as we can and get this shit over with?
I mean, we're just halfway now.
Yeah, we're halfway.
Oh, God.
All right, let's see how far we can go.
Fresh out the jail, California dreaming. Soon as I step on the scene, I'm hearing Uchi screaming. Fiending for money and alcohol and life of a west side. Player with cowards die in the strong ball. Only in Cali when we riot, not rally to live and die. In LA, we wait, trucks, not bellies. That's a ride. Dressed in locs and khaki suits and ride is what we do. Blossom, but out of caution, we collide with other crews. Famous because we program worldwide. Let them recognize from Long Beach to Rose Grand. Bumping and grinding like a slow jam. It's West Side, so you know the road will bow down to no man. Sing what you say.
Stop it. I can't take anymore. Oh, God.
It's a slog. It's a slog. Like, I mean, I would have appreciated it, like, say during, because like, this is Tupac's part right here, that it's just like, maybe if she would have changed like the tempo and maybe actually started like rapping, I would have maybe given her a little bit of kudos for that.
No way. That would have made it 10 times worse, Teresa.
But give me something. It's like at this point, I'm desperate for something different. Like, give me something different.
Yeah, the cadence is getting like, oh my God, get the fuck on with it.
Well, and did you notice too that she's starting to do that woo woo woo, like with some of the vocals?
Yeah, this is not good, Teresa.
No.
I'm worried again this fucking week. Way to go.
I mean, my confidence has boosted a little bit, but not much.
Yeah, that you're just rubbing dirt in my face at this
point. No, because that Hardy
you're holding
song.
You're holding my head down in the toilet bowl and pushing the button right now, Teresa.
Say, Uncle.
God, we have to listen to the rest of it.
We do. That them's be the rules.
Oh, there's like a minute and a half almost.
I know.
Oh,
doesn't it feel like we've already been doing this song for 20 minutes?
For real. All right, so real quick, though, we've been talking about how the lyrics and her singing and all that, but the music, let's get on that for just a second before you press play. We spoke on it earlier, I think, for just a hot second. But, I mean, the arrangement, let's go there for a second. It doesn't sound anything like the original.
Mm-mm.
Which makes the way she's singing it in the cadence point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the whole thing is off. It's just lyrics to California Love at this point. I made that point earlier. It's produced fine, I guess. It's mixed well, maybe. You know what I mean? There's nothing I can pinpoint that makes me say, oh, that sounds like
no.
shit. Like, it sounds fine, right? It's just the way she's singing it and her vocals and the cadence and her sexualizing California Love is just the weirdest thing in the world. But, oh, God, I'm trying to stall, Teresa. You
I know. Well, and I mean, like you said, with the music arrangement, that it's like, okay, if you're going to do this slow jam, okay, you can still incorporate the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, but you can slow it down. If you would have at least like, or even have like soft piano in the music, kind of like doing that slowly, that would have been a selling point. But it's just like you didn't even bother, which maybe it's just because I don't know how much copyright laws these guys have to follow when they're doing the covers. Like if they have to change it an X amount so, you know, it's considered fair use for them or what the deal is. But if they don't have to abide by any of that, throw the fucking beat in.
You can cover up. You can do covers, I think. Like, this wouldn't even get flagged on YouTube.
No, because there's no other than the lyrics.
For no copyright, anything.
Even the mods would probably be like, this is California Love?
Yeah, right? Like, what? Is this another version or another song?
Yeah. Is this part two or something?
And I know we're not doing video anymore, Teresa. I hate it, but can I say something real quick?
Yes, of course.
This bitch looks like she works at a corner store salon somewhere.
She works at a Grand Clips.
She went to cosmetology school because she thought she was going to college. And she's got some weird ass fucking hairdo and.
Yeah, it's that shaved head pompadour thing that was big for
a
while.
Her whole entire top teeth. Every one of them motherfuckers have got a space between them.
Yep.
Not just the front ones, but all the way around. Like, okay, I'm done.
Like no, I said, if you're going to be doing sexy close-up videos, you better have some nice fucking teeth. That's all I'm saying. And this is coming from a former smoker. My teeth are stained as shit.
Yeah, she's the girl that had the kid in high school, couldn't afford college, so went to cosmetology school to make a way for her and her baby.
Yep.
She's dating some loser that grabs her ass while she's paying for dinner.
Thanks, babe. Next one's on me.
Yeah. Stop at the store so I can give me a monster, babe.
And I can guarantee their kid's name is like Shiler. Or Shakota.
These are my kids. Caden, Braden, Jacob. And Raiden. Whatever the hell. Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Mortal Kombat.
All right, let's get on with this shit, Teresa.
Hey, but give me that bomb beat from Dre. Let me serenade the streets of LA. From Oakland and Sacktown, the Bay Area and back down. Cali is where they put they Mac down. Give me love. California knows how to party. California knows how to party. In the city of LA. In the city of good old whites. California knows how to party. California knows how to party. In the city of Compton. Yeah. Oh, you know we keep it rocking. Yeah. Shake, shake it, baby. Shake it, shake it. Shake, shake it, mama. Shake it, Cali.
Oh my God.
That was the most. Okay, throwing it back to the video. Like, you know how you're trying to be sexy and like you do that finger thing going down your lip? That was. Who the fuck starts at their forehead? Be like, it's almost like you got something on your face. Boop.
Yeah, I'm not falling for it. Goddamn. I'm not falling for it. Okay, so correct me if I'm wrong. I might have the name wrong. This is the name that comes to mind. She sounds like Nelly Furtado.
Yeah, especially when she's doing that woo-woo.
Yeah.
Like, I, for all intents and purposes, I'm going to call it ooh-woo vocals. Like, ooh-woo.
Yeah, well, I guess that makes sense. Teresa, I am so over this. I could give a shit less whether you play the next 20 seconds or not.
We got 30 seconds left.
Whatever. 20, 30, I could give a shit less. It could be done right now.
Yeah. This is another very unnecessary song that, I mean, if she, because I think the original one's only like maybe 3 1/4. It's a very fast
how
song.
How popular is this on YouTube?
It's gotten 32,000 wow. views for being out 6 years ago.
Yeah. Okay.
And she has 107,000 subscribers, which, I mean, that's okay. Not bad, but...
Yeah, whatever.
She's making a name for herself, kind of, but it's just...
She's probably got an OnlyFans, Teresa. You could probably see her tits for $12.99 a month.
Oh, I can guarantee it. This day and age, yeah, more than likely.
She needs to touch her roots up, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, she needs to go back all to right. beauty school.
All right, can we get the next 30 seconds over with, yes. please? Yes.
Shake, shake it, baby. Shake, shake it. Shake, shake it, mama. Shake, shake it, baby. Shake it, shake it. Shake, shake it, mama. Shake it, Cali. Shake, shake it, baby. Shake, shake it. Shake, shake it, mama.
I just realized I don't like the way she says mama.
No.
That is, ugh.
Mama. Mama.
No. Not falling for it. Stop it, Teresa.
Mama, California love mama.
I'm not falling for it.
Mommy.
Get the fuck out of here, Teresa.
So, yeah, that was Rizzy, what's her fuck? With
Myers,
yeah,
Rizzy, what's her fuck? Yeah, that
sounds with about California right. love,
Teresa. You know, I started this episode, my head held high, lots of confidence. You know, I thought for sure I've been fucking stewing on this son of a bitch for 12 days now, right? At the time of this recording, anyways, it should be like. Fucking a month from now before it comes out, but whatever.
Who knows?
12 days from who knows, but I came out like swinging. I thought I was doing a good job, and then fucking I don't even know who the hell Rizzy Myers even is.
Well, now you do.
Yeah, now I do. Yeah, now you took the wind right out of my sails. I feel defeated now.
I'm sorry I killed your joy boner.
No, don't be sorry for that, because I'm not falling for that shit. I fell for it with Ziani. I fell for it with fucking PP cocaine. I fell for it with fucking Big Clit or whoever the fuck. I'm not doing it, goddamn it. I'm not doing it.
You finally learned your lesson. Good job, Red. You're growing.
I don't like it.
You're growing as a person, not in your pants.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she was all right looking. I mean, she wasn't like.
No, I mean, she's not a, you know, troll, but.
I mean, I ain't going to say I ain't ever fucked with a girl from the trailer park, but, you know, I'm not falling for it. Okay. I'm not doing it.
And I mean, I'm at this point, I'm 50-50. Like, I think we're evenly matched as far as how fucking terrible both of these songs are.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm not standing behind my song. I still fucking hate it, and I still think it sucks, and I still think that I might have a little bit of a chance, but, you know, we'll just see how the cards fall. I have, you know, used this fucking Hardy card for 3 times now, so...
Will it pay off a third time?
Right, third time's a charm is what I'm hoping for. Like, the first one was a tie, the second one, I think, was a tie even too, I think, maybe. I can't even remember now, but we'll see.
Yep. I mean, I'm obviously still supporting mine. You know, I want mine to win. I feel like it should win. It's just, I feel like we are very evenly matched.
I'm standing behind my shit. I'm definitely standing behind mine, but I am worried a little bit.
Yeah, I'm a little worried too.
Yeah, I'm sick of fucking Edward making fun of me. That's what I'm sick of.
Well, win. And he won't make fun of you.
Well, win.
It's just that simple, Red. I mean, come on.
It's just that easy, huh? All right. Well, that's all I got. Now is the time in the episode where you go to shittysong.show, click on the voter tab, and you vote. Or you go to Twitter. And you can at Red SSOTW or Treads SSOTW, and you'll find a Twitter poll. Or you can go to Discord. You can find another poll. And we're going to add them all up, and we're going to see who wins this week.
Yeah.
So you got 3 ways to vote now. So if you think that fucking Hardy and the third time's a charm and the gin and juice fucking cringy, stupid, it pisses me off. If you think that one was worse, vote for that one. If you think Rizzy and the sexy California love and the fucking hair and the teeth and the way she looked at me and I'm not falling for it. I'm not falling for it. If you think that one was worse, vote for that one.
If we named episodes, that's what the name would be. I'm not falling for it.
Yeah, I'm not. You're not sucking me in, damn it. Yeah, go vote. And vote for mine.
And vote for mine.
Cut me some fucking slack here.
Vote for mine. Please.
Shut up, Teresa.
Vote with your heart. Not your boner.
Yeah, not with your boner, guys. Vote with your heart. You have to listen. It's a good thing we're not doing video episodes.
Exactly.
All right. Well, that's about as good a place as any to wrap it up, Teresa.
Yes, sir.
I've got a weird, awkward boner, and I got to pee. And all that kind of shit.
So, me too.
Until next week, I've been Red.
And I'm Teresa.
Later.
Bye.
Head on over to shittysong.show, where you can access past Shitty Song of the Year winners, where you can vote and see weekly poll results. If you'd like to support the show, go to patreon.com/SSOTW to gain access to the $5 shitbox tier. Every Sunday, you'll gain early voting access and a video version of the show. You'll also get weekly hidden tracks, random shit blanket episodes, and so much more. Reach out to us on Twitter at RedSSOTW and at TredsSSOTW. And don't forget to join the Shitty Song of the Week Discord server to submit song suggestions, chat about the show, hang out with us and other fans of Shitty Song of the Week. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Like a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb ass hemp be. The state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimp speed. On a mission for them green.